Brown Warren, round two. That's what it felt like at times last night as Senator Scott Brown and Elizabeth Warren sparred in their second debate. The Republican incumbent and his Democratic challenger faced off at the University of Massachusetts in Lowell last night in an event co-sponsored by the Boston Herald and moderated by David Gregory, host of NBC's Meet the Press. To talk about it this morning, we have our political team in the studio, Democratic analyst Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Republican analyst Todd Dompke. Good morning to you, Todd.
Good morning.
Todd, before the debate, you wrote on WBUR.org that Warren doesn't want the debate to reignite the controversy about personality and character because Brown could then be seen as an individual and not a typical Republican Paul. But then David Gregory last night kept the debate focused on what he called personal issues for the first full 9 minutes, including the Native American controversy, dogging Warren, and Warren's past legal representation of companies against the workers of those companies. Did it do damage to Warren? How do you see it?
Well, it hurt her in the debate, certainly. It put her on the defensive, and she never quite recovered. But it also means that these character issues are seen by the national media, by the host of Meet the Press, as important, legitimate, cutting issues in this race. And that means Elizabeth Warren can't hope these questions about her integrity will go away in the final weeks. So she's now playing defense, and she's not a good defense attorney if she's her own client.
Dan, are these issues, in your view, moving the dial with voters anymore as they've been aired again and again and again?
Well, I haven't seen any evidence that these are voting issues. What Brown is trying to do is undercut her credibility as a legal scholar by claiming that she got her job through unfair filing of her minority status. But once again, he offered no proof that she did this, no statement from anyone that she had an advantage. I just don't think it comes across as credible.
Well, what hurt her, of course, was the fact that she still doesn't have an answer to his question, will you release your personnel records?
Dan, before the debate, you wrote that Warren needs to make sure that Brown leaves the stage as a Republican, tying Brown to Mitt Romney and Brown as another possible GOP vote in a Republican Senate. Did Warren get that job done last night?
No. She let him off the hook. The presidential race in Massachusetts, according to the BUR poll, is Mitt Romney 32% and Barack Obama 60%, 2-1. He claimed, that is Brown, that he wasn't helping Romney because Romney is out campaigning in other states. Well, you know, his headquarters is here. He does debate prep here. He did at least one commercial here. So that was a bogus attempt by Brown to avoid having to even say Mitt Romney's name.
Could it be Brown's biggest vulnerability if Warren does, before Election Day, tie Brown to two Republicans, to Mitt Romney, to a Republican Senate, Todd?
Yes, he is a known Republican. I think that's just a misdemeanor in Massachusetts. But that is what Warren's rationale is now, that the argument that Brown would vote with the Republicans too often. She's trying to ride Obama's popularity and Mitt Romney's unpopularity. I agree with Dan. I was surprised that Elizabeth Warren didn't go after him effectively on that.
Did Brown's Mr. Nice Guy persona crack last night? I ask because he got cheers and jeers when, in trying to get an answer out, Warren interrupted, and then this occurred.
If you're going to comment on my record, I would at least have you refer to it. Excuse me, I'm not a student in your classroom. Please let me respond, okay? Thank you.
So Todd, was that damaging?
Well, I think people realize it was a joke. She smiled in response. He smiled when he said it. The audience of students got the joke. But I think it's a measure of how poorly she did that some of her supporters will probably put on a show of indignation as if he said something snide, as if we must never mock a Harvard professor. But shortly after, the moderator admonished Warren for trying to interrupt. So I think after all the criticism of Warren for being too scolding and lecturing, I think this response by him was fine.
Well, his answer claiming to not be one of her students was ironically condescending. I'll bet there were lots and lots of women watching thinking, that's just how the guy at work talks to me. Like, how dare I interrupt him when he's going on and on?
There's no question about the fact that this race is close. The WBUR poll, which Dan talked about a few minutes ago, out yesterday, has Warren with just a 2-point lead. Where are these candidates falling down, not doing what they should be doing with just a month to go before Election Day? Dan, the Democrat, where's Warren falling short?
Well, she has to make the race a referendum on Mitt Romney and the Republican Party. In the BUR poll, Mitt Romney's favorable, unfavorable was 38-58, while Obama's was 61 favorable, 32 unfavorable. She's got to use that to pin Romney on Brown and make the argument that, well, he may be bipartisan now. If we give him a 6-year ticket, he's going to have no hesitation to cross Barack Obama and be less than bipartisan.
All right, Todd, the Republican, where's Scott Brown falling short?
Well, we see from the polls that he's way ahead of Warren on likability, on leadership, on being independent and bipartisan, in contrast to her being partisan. Basically, he's got to keep doing what he did in this debate, winning by being more persuasive. He had a clear message on the importance of integrity and independence. That's why he's ahead with a majority of unaffiliated voters. Now he has to win the next debate and the ongoing debate through publicity and advertising.
You wrote on WBUR.org this morning that Brown won the debate last night.
I think he clearly won this one. The first one I thought was a draw, but Brown was stronger, came across as a leader, came across as more genuine.
Dan, disagree?
I thought that Brown won the debate because Elizabeth Warren let him off the hook again and again and again. She did not pounce when he made mistakes.
Democrat Dan Payne, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Republican Todd Domke, same to you.
Good to be with you.